Rabbi Zvi Lieberman. Rabbi Menachem Lieberman.
We're holding now in the 3 weeks Bein Amtzorim between Shivas of Atamus and Tisha B'Av, days of Avelis of Yerushalayim. The thoughts of quite a lot of people, amongst them, I can say myself as well, they're difficult days which we are restrained. We can't have too much simcha, can't listen to music, can't have haircuts. And as we get nearer to the Tisha B'Av in the 9 days, we're even more restricted with the Isser of can't wash clothes, Isser Rechitza. And so in our mind, we might think, when will the 9 days be over already? And then perhaps we can consider having a bit of a holiday and enjoying ourselves. So it's a period which we have to manage with and get over. But really, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says the possibility of Aliyah on Tisha B'Av is no less than the man has the opportunities to get to the Madrega on Yom Kippur. The same Madrega which you can get on Yom Kippur, you can get on Tisha B'Av as well. So what is the avoida of Tisha B'Av 9 days and 3 weeks, which we have the possibility to live up to rise up to the Madrega, which even we similar to a Madrega which we have in Yom Kippur? What is exactly the avoida which the Torah Chomim put on us? I heard B'Shem the Nesivas Sholom, he says, when a man has a tragedy, Chas V'Sholom, shouldn't happen to anybody, so normally we say, you have to get used to the new situation. You've got to accustom yourself and get used to the new situation. But when it comes to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, forget. The avoider is not to get used to the new situation. Forget, we've always got to realize that there's missing a churban, there's failed a churban, not to get used to it. Gemara in Bava Kama says, Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Nun Tesum Beis brings a maisa with Eloza Ze'iri. Gemara says Eloza Ze'iri have a Sayim Misane Uchme. He wore black shoes. Tosa says it was the black laces. Everybody wore black shoes. He wore black laces as well, which was the strange thing. People didn't you wear all black those days? So Rashi says he was Noig Minig Avelim, and he went in the Shuk of Koi B'Shuk of Nerdoi. Ashkechu Debei Reish Kelusa, the Reish Kelusa, people of the Reish Kelusa, they met him and they said, why are you wearing different to everybody else? Why are you wearing black shoes? Black shoes, black laces. So he said, Dekor Ma'avilna Al Yushalayim, I'm being Mesabel on Yushalayim. So they asked him, At chashivas lisabula Yushalayim? Are you choshev enough to be Mesabel on Yushalayim? And they were choshish that he's Sova Yurav, he's a Balgaiva. They locked him up in prison, and he justified himself. And Elozir says, Gavarabarana, I'm a great person. So they said, prove it, you're a great person. So he says, either you ask for me something and I'll answer you, or let me ask you something. So he asked them something, and he asked if unripe dates, how much do you pay? So he said, you pay that amount. He said, no, it's going to be properly ripe. So he said, then you pay the full amount of dates of tomorrow. But he hasn't eaten them, but he hasn't eaten that. So then in the end, the Gemara says that you mishire it, agav shishim. It's something, since it's something which you has got a potential to improve even more, you can't go with the exact value now, and you can't go with the future. So you make a pshara. Agav 60. So he passed the test, and they let him out of prison, and so that's the end of the Maisa. So, number of kashas on this Gemara is, first we'll start with the Gemara, the very beginning of the Gemara. He's called Elazar Ze'iri. Elazar Ze'iri sounds that he was Be'etzem, a big Onov, that we find Shmuel HaKotten. Why was Shmuel called Shmuel HaKotten? Because they said after his Petira, Hay Chosid, Hay Onov. So he was a Mitztayin in Midas Hanova. If Elazar Ze'iri is considered himself an Onov, how does he say, Gavre Rabbana, I'm a great man? That's a contradiction to Anova. The Teretz is that an Onov doesn't mean a man doesn't recognize his koichus and his greatness. Adarabba, an Onov means he knows who he is, but he thinks whichever koichus and greatness he has, he's mechuyev to do even more than that. So he thinks he doesn't deserve any recognition for what he does. Al tachzik tova la'atzmecha state mishnah in Pirkei Avos in this week. Ki lekach nitzarta. No, some people say from Reb Kiva Eger, when he got letters, Reb Kiva Eger to God Lador, Rish Kol Rish Bnei Hagdoila, he used to fold the titles and he didn't read them, and he went just straight to the rest of the letter. So I heard B'Shem Adam Godel, he doesn't believe this story. It's not true. Reb Kiva Eger knew he was the Godel Ador, and he knew he was the Poisek Ador. He knew he was Rash Bahag. But he thought, if I'm stuck so if I know so much Torah, no, so I'm mechuyev to do more, and do I fulfill my potential? That was the anivus of Reb Kiva Eger. He brings so much, how Reb Kiva Eger brings a mashal sometimes, a matreach himself. What exactly did the mashal mean? I'm not sure whether he meant this or whether he meant that. Today is the yahrzeit of my father, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Small point, his Midas Anivus was also very special in Midas Anivus. Hagam, he was Manal, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, but he always went to hear from other people. When Rabbi Rakab, Tzin Rakab, Zecher Levracha gave a shir, he used to sit in that shir and listen to that shir as well. Any person he felt he can learn from, he went to them. Years ago, when the Alter Vision Yitzhak Rebbe came to London, he took us all, well, that's Kumta Adam Godel Tata, we're going to go and visit Adam Godel. So this is the pshat, what Elazar Ze'iri, going back to the Gemara Bava Kama, he said, Gavre Rabbana, I'm a great person, and I've got a kilu hasogas in my level in Torah in Yerushalayim is great, so if I'm a great man, I'm mechuyev to be misabel in Yerushalayim. The tzviya on me to be misabel in Yerushalayim is more on me than is on them than other people. The people there weren't, the Reish Galusa were not sure. We wanted to check up if Taka he's a gavur rabba, and it means if a gavur rabba has to Taka be misabel in Yerushalayim more. So asks the Sif Sechayim, we have to understand, why is it that the avelus of Yerushalayim only belongs to Gavra Rabba? So that's what it seems from the Gemara, that only a Gavra Rabba is kind of fit to go with black shoes around, something which most people don't do to be Mesabal on Yerushalayim. We have all halachas on the Churban, in Yimei Amtzorim, starting in the 3 weeks now, getting bigger from Rish Chodesh. Shavua Shechalboy, if there is a Shavua Shechalboy, they get more chomer. This year, big machlokes whether Shavua Shechalboy because Tisha B'Av is pushed off. Seems to be the steamest aposkim this year. There's no Shavua Shechalboy, but as we come to Erev Tisha B'Av, the dinim goes stricter. Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av. In the morning, mamish is the most. The churban, don't sit on chairs and everything. Masabel. So why is it the halachas of Avelis belong to a gavra rabba? Everybody is mechuyev b'avelus Yerushalayim. It's chuyves haklal. What does it have to do with the gavra rabba? So Chaim Friedlander explains like this. There's two points in avelus Yerushalayim. One point is that we have to realize that we have a barrier which is stopping us getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, it was much easier for us to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, our Avodah is suffering from that. We don't have the opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's point number one, which we have to be Mesabel on Yerushalayim. Point number two, which is even a higher level, and that's the Tzar on the Kovod HaShechina. On the Chilul Hashem, where's the Kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu now? When the Goyim are there on the Mokim HaMakadosh B'Yosef there, they don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. Where's the Kavod Shemai missing? And that's a higher level also, which we're mechuyev to be Mesabel on Yerushalayim. And it's required from everybody to a certain extent to care about the Kovod HaShechina. Let's explain point number one first, before we come to point number two. Point number one is, when there was the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohenim did the Avodah and the Kabbonis, the Hashras HaShechina was there, that was automatically gave us an opportunity to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, the Yalkut Shimon, the Medrash says in Tehillim, Yefei Noif, Mesois Kol Haaretz. Rabbi Yitzchok says that Yerushalayim was the Simcha of the whole Haaretz. A man did an Aveira, and he was concerned about it. He went up to Yerushalayim, brought a korban. He had a kapara. He went out from there happy. So he came to Yerushalayim missing with an Aveira, and he comes out from Yerushalayim happy with Shleimus. Medrash Tanchuma last week said, Parshas Pinchas says, Amar Reb Yehuda Basimon, Me'olam Leilon Odom Yerushalayim Ubiyodei Ovoin. A man never spent the night in Yerushalayim with an Aveira. Ketzad, Tomit Shel Shachar Mechapa Lavoinei Shenasu Balaylo. The Tomit Shel Shachar is Mechapa Naveris, which he did by night. And Tomit Shebein Abayim Mechapa Lavoinei Shaosu Bayoim. And the Tomit Shebein Abayim is Mechapa Naveris, which he did by day. And that's what we say. We say in the Hishanas, when we go around, we say one of them, Hishana Linas HaTzedek. Hishana Linas HaTzedek, the night with Tzedek. Because every night which we spent in Yerushalayim, when we had the Kabbonis, we had a clean slate of Kapora. And that's what the Pshat we say, Shivasa Batamos Botla HaTomid. So it was missing the Kapora. So we don't have the opportunity to clean ourselves from the Averis, which we do, which we had Bisman the Beis HaMikdash. Besides from that, the Etzem Avoida and the Beis HaMikdash, that was, anybody who went to the Beis HaMikdash could go, and that was when we could make an outing, could go to the Beis HaMikdash, you could see the Yerushimayim on what's going on when the Kohenim do the Avoida. Like Tosfos says in Bava Basra, when a man saw the Kedusha, and he saw the Kohenim doing the Avoida, that itself gave you Yerushalayim, helped you to learn Torah and go up in Yerushalayim. You saw for 1 minute that there was, that they saw that the part of the, they used to throw part of the oif, the oilas oif, you throw it next to the Mizbeach, and a minute later, It got swallowed up, and this happened every day. It got swallowed up into the ground. So the going to the Avodah itself, seeing what's going on, seeing the Nisim which happened in the Beis HaMikdash, and seeing the Zerizas of the Kohenim, that itself gave a person opportunity to go up in Madrega in Torah and Yerushalayim. And that's what's missing for us now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't have, number one, we don't have the Kapora Sachet, and we also don't have the extra opportunity of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, which could give us an aliyah in Torah and Yerushalayim. Besides that, there's a third point as well. There's the Hest upon him because of the Churban and the Beis HaMikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ke'ilu, we don't see anymore, have the Ha'oras upon him, which we daven in Sim Shalom every morning, Baruchinu Avinu Kolon Panecha Bo'or Panecha, the smile of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which should give us, We're living in a matzav of Hester Pony. We don't understand everything which is happening in the world. So that is a keilu, a hindrance in getting us near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who is Be'etzem fit to be Mesabel on Yerushalayim and really feel, I'm missing something, I don't have the Beis HaMikdash? That's Dafka Agavra Rabba. That's Pshat in the Gemara in Bava Kama. A Gavra Rabba who uses every opportunity he has to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and he uses every possible opportunity to go up and tear in Yerushalayim, this person can realize that now I don't have a Beis HaMikdash, or it's missing for me a Madriga, which I would like to get if I could get it, had there been a Beis HaMikdash I would get it, and now I can't get it anymore. That is taka really fit more for a Gavra Rabba, somebody who anyhow uses every possible opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now he's missing it because he doesn't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, he doesn't have the Kaporas of the Karbonas, he doesn't have the Kike'ilu, the vision of the opportunity of the Kohenim doing the Avodah to see the Shechina and to see the Nisim which are happening and the Hester upon him. So that's he feels the great Chisoren in his Avodas Hashem. But somebody who's not, we could say, a Gavra Rabba, then, and even when he has an opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't always use it. So how can he be Misabel on Yerushalayim? What are you missing? You're not getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, I never did. Even when I have the opportunities to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't do it. So that's pshat in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, why they locked up Elos Zehira, because they said, well, are you a Gavra Rabba? And he had to prove that since he was a Gavra Rabba, you see, he was great in Torah, so then he felt that me, I'm missing a Madrega which I could get had there been a Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, he wore his black shoes. But the Kashafas seems to remains that the halachas now, which we have of the 3 weeks, is the for everybody. Everybody's got these halachos. They're not only kilu limited to a Gavra Rabba. So how does that fit in? From the Gemara Bava Kamma, we see to be Misabel on Yerushalayim, you have to be in a high Madrega. Only somebody who uses every opportunity can get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On one hand, we see now, we've got the halachos of 3 weeks, which start in the 3 weeks, and they go up and up, until we come to the 9 days, is for everybody. How does that fit in? That is for Gavra Rabba. The answer is, says Asif Sechaim, in these 3 weeks, we have the Siyata Dishmaya to reach the Madrega of a Gavra Rabba. A Gavra Rabba can do it all year round. He feels what is missing his Avodah, to which he could get closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Avodah of this Bein Amtzorim is, it's a skula. There is in these days a special hashbo and siyata d'shmaya, even though we're not a Gavra Rabba, but we, in these 3 weeks, we can get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see what's missing, the Kavod HaShemayim, the Shechina in Golus. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Be'etzem meant by saying that the opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur, through Kaporas Avonos, is that same way we can get through on Tisha B'Av, through realizing. We have to realize what is missing. From realizing what's missing, then we can build and say, oh, it's missing for us the Kedusha and the Hiskarvas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like I would want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then he's going to put all his koichas into how I would like to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I can't, and he's upset about it. And that's how Taka Faket, he'll build the She'ifa on him to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I missed out that the second part, there's another chelik of Avelis Yerushalayim, and that is not only the man should realize what he is personally suffering through the Beis HaMikdash, he can't get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he would like to, it's also the Kavod Shemayim, the Chilul Hashem, which is the Kavod Shemayim, which is missing on now that the Shechina is not there anymore in the Harabais, and what's going on all in the Harabais, that's a terrible Chilal Hashem and Kvod Shemayim. So again, Be'etzem, this is only really for a Gavra Rabba who cares about Kvod Shemayim. Somebody who cares about Kvod Shemayim can say normally throughout the year he feels the Chisor in Kvod Shemayim. But in these days, again, we've got a special Gavra Rabba on both points. Number one, to draw ourselves near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Taka, make ourselves near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see what we're missing. And also, we also have a Siyata Dishmaya to realize more on the Tzar HaShechina. There's some in Tfilis, how can we work on ourselves to, in these 3 weeks, to feel what we're missing through, we haven't got the Beis HaMikdash. In davening, so many times we talk about that we haven't got Yerushalayim anymore. We say three times a day, Yerushalayim Ircho Berachem Toshuv. We don't have to say any extra things. We just to think of Pirush HaMilah as what we're saying. Yerushalayim Ircho, Yerushalayim Ircho Berachem Toshuv, V'sishkoin B'soicha Kasher Dibarto. You should bring the Shechina, you should build the Beis HaMikdash again like you promised us. U'v'nei Yosob Bekorah B'yameinu. So you think what's missing to us? We haven't got a Beis HaMikdash. Both our Avodah is missing, and both the Kvod Shemayim is missing. When we say it any day, the next bracha is Tzemach David Avdecha, that's more of Kvod Shemayim. When David, and when there will be come back, the Malchus will go back to Beit David, then it will be more Kvod Shemayim, the Srabba Kvod Shemayim. That's more fitting the other point, which we say the Kvod Shem, the Chilal Hashem. And then we carry on with Sechazenu Einenu B'shuv Chalitzim Barachamim. We're saying it anyhow, which is, yeah, so that's a brocha that not only there should be the Gola, we should see it, we should see the Gola, which is another level. We said at least four times every day, Yerotzim Lufanecha Hashem Alekenu Sheibona Beis HaMikdash B'merav Yemeinu V'sein Chalkeinu V'seir Asecha. Three times after Shemoneh Esra, and we say also after Karbonus. Yeah. All we need to do is just think for 10 seconds, Yerotzim Lufanecha Hashem Alekenu Sheibona Beis HaMikdash. I want Sheibona Beis HaMikdash B'merav Yemeinu. I want the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Why do I want the Beis HaMikdash to be built? Because I can't have a kapora anymore when I do Averis every night. I can't get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I want to see the Avodah which is going on, which will help me to draw near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I also want interested in the Kvod Shemayim as well. When we say, Omen Heishmei Rabo, Mavorach La'olam Lomaya, that's the tefillah for Hiskalus Kvod Shemayim. That's the point number two. We're davening that the covered of the Shechina should be revealed to everybody. The end of Shemoneh Esra, we say Aseh Laman Shemecha and Aseh Laman Yeminecha, all for Kvod Shemayim we're davening. We're not davening for our own Sechus, means we say all our requests, the Rabbeinu Shalom should answer in Kvod Shemayim. So we're davening all for Kvod Shemayim. And in benching as well, benching we say, the whole Rachem No Hashem, the whole bracha of Rachem, and it finishes of Vnei Yishalayim Yerakodesh Bimeir Vimein Vina Barachem of Yishalayim Omein. In Alamichya we talk about Mizbechecha Valecha Lecha the whole time. So all we have to do is just Pirush HaMilah, think what we're saying and realize in these 3 weeks we have a special Siyata Dishmaya to realize what are we missing through the Beis HaMikdash, and we can achieve ourselves to lift us up to become a Gavra Rava, to realize that the Madrigas which we would like to get, we cannot get because of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Rabbeinu Shalom is giving to us these Dargas that we're able to lift ourselves up and realize what we're missing. There's some halachas, going a little bit to the halachas of these 3 weeks, which actually directly remind us of the missing of which we don't have in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis Yosef brings down, also brought down a Shulchan Aruch Shem Reb Osher, that some people who don't have meat and wine from Shivos Batamos till Tisha B'Av. We don't do that. We only have this minig in the 9 days. But the Beis Yosef brings down there was a minig not to have Basar V'Yayin from these 3 weeks. Why? Because, not because of Simcha, because Botel HaTomid. Because of the Tomid was bottle and Shivos Batamos, and the Nasochim were bottle, so because of that, so that's why the whole 3 weeks we wouldn't have it. That minig rather said we don't have. But we have another minig not to weave. People who weave don't weave in the 9 days. Why? Because Shesi the Erev. And Shesi reminds us of Evan Hashsiyah. Even God's got just because it's loshen lefen aloshen, because the word shesi means evan hashsiyah, so we don't have, so we refrain from that in order to remember what's missing, the evan hashsiyah. But Chazal knew exactly what people can keep and what people can't keep. So Chazal knew exactly that not to have meat and wine the whole 3 weeks. That's too much. So Chazal takar only asad lamaisa only from only in the 9 days. So Chazal takar knew exactly what people can do. So that Chazal takar said that we have to refrain from doing. That is in our ability to realize what we're missing. But something which is more to that Chazal didn't answer. Another interesting nekudah is in the halachas in the Gemara. some interesting Gemara. The Gemara never talks about the issa of washing clothes, laundry. The Gemara talks about the issa of haircuts. The Gemara doesn't talk about the issa of rechitzas haguf. That's only mentioned in the Rishonim. It's an interesting point why it's only mentioned in Rishonim, but it's interesting that perhaps in those days they didn't do so much rechitzah, so it wasn't so it wasn't like such a.
What are the possibilities that the Rishonim were in Europe and the Chazal were in the tropics?
So they had to. So they couldn't answer it. They could be a possibility. So Chazal say. So all the other halachas. Yeah, so in other words, so the frame of mind in the keeping the halachas is faket. It's not faket. It's restrictions. But these restrictions are meant to remind us, kilu, as we said, Be'etzem there's a siyata d'shmaya, that these days we have the opportunity to realize what's missing. But how can we realize what's missing? It's something which we have to put in a frame of mind. So Chazal made sort of certain restrictions which everybody has to do, and these are not kilu the point just to have these restrictions. The point of these hilchas avelas is more ke'ilu to be mashpia, the pnimius of a person. Why can I not have a haircut? Why can I not have a haircut? Why am I not allowed to wash myself? Why am I not allowed to listen to music and that? To remind ourselves that there's missing something, the avelas which is missing for us, it's missing for us the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, based on the pasuk, "Sisa ita mosa is kol misablim alah." Somebody is misablim in Yerushalayim, zoyche v'roy v'simchaso. Question is, lechore the nusach should be kol misablim al Yerushalayim yiske v'yire v'simchaso. Somebody who is mishtatav in the tzar Yerushalayim will be zoicha to be able to see the simcha. What's the ptak of the pshat? Zoicha v'roi v'simcha. So it says the Sif Sechaim, according to what we said, is very good. Because somebody is misavel and Yerushalayim, the pshat is, he's already feeling now what he's missing. If he's feeling now what's missing, he's not just misavel and Yerushalayim doing the dry kilo restrictions. If he's misavel and Yerushalayim, means that he's realizing that his kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Chazal said, there's a lashon of the Gemara, Ein HaShoyte Nifka, Ein HaBosa Mes Margish Be'izmol. So unfortunately, if an Eva has got no chius anymore, yeah, you can just cut into it and he won't feel anything anymore. The fact that one feels the Avelus in Yerushalayim is a pshat is that Be'etzem, this bosor is alive and it's got chius. So somebody who feels this Abel in Yerushalayim, not only taker in the future, yiske v'yir b'simchasa, but he's Be'etzem already alive now in the Torbechina, because he's realizing what's missing in Yerushalayim, and he's really realizing that I'd like to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I can't do it now, so he Memela will already be Zoicha, is already Zoicha now to a certain extent. And that's stuck at the pshat, kolam misa'abal al Yerushalayim, somebody who is misa'abal al Yerushalayim, Zoicha v'roya b'simchoso, to a certain extent he has been purified himself, and he's already taka fit to see the Shechina. So taka, let's hope, let's be with Avon, that Mitzvah Shem, we hope very, very soon in Mitzvah Shem that we won't have to keep all the halachas of Tisha B'Av. And Meheri Bona Besamigdosh. But on the other hand, we should be Zeicha L'Mesabal in Shalayim, those people that we should be Zeicha to feel the halachas, feel what's missing for us. And through that, L'Mesabal in Shalayim, Zeicha V'roi B'Simchoso. Rav Chananya ben Akasha im Rochzach Shvorcho Lezakei Yisais Yisrael Lefichach Hirbelem Teira Mitzvahs Shenema Adonai Chofetz Laman Tzika Yadzi Teira Vyadzi Yitzkadel Vyitzkadel Shimei Rabo Amod Baruch Yerusei Gamlich Machusei Yatzmachu Kanei Mekarei Meshichei Chayi 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 Ch